This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Twitter has gone public with its plans to go public. We can now take a look at the S-1 form the social media company filed with the SEC. Twitter hopes to raise $1 billion selling slices of itself to the public. It is, many analysts say, a good time for social media. After a disastrous IPO, Facebook has clawed its way back, and LinkedIn's share price has more than doubled since its launch. But there is a government shutdown, and we face a showdown over raising the debt limit. And what might that mean for Twitter's IPO? From Washington, Marketplace's David Gura reports.
So far, the government shutdown has not affected the SEC. With some cash left over, the regulator says it's still open and operational. But if the shutdown drags on, things could change. Len Blum is managing partner at Westwood Capital.
As long as the SEC is back at their desks in 3 weeks, Twitter will be fine.
Twitter filed its IPO confidentially a few weeks ago, so the SEC had a chance to review it before the shutdown. A bigger variable, potentially, is the debate over raising the debt ceiling.
You know, what Washington has been doing or not doing lately has been having an effect on the market.
Twitter will begin what's called a roadshow, where executives will talk to potential investors and underwriters will get a sense of what the stock price should be. Tim Pollack is a management professor at Penn State.
You know, if you wait for the Congress to stop being dysfunctional, you're never going to go public.
After the roadshow, and once Twitter gets the SEC's approval, the shutdown may be over, and Twitter will have some flexibility to decide when its stock will go on sale. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.